We have the holding up you test Yom Aleph. Yes, most of what Yom Aleph. The Hilchus the Lach, where's the highest, the place, the Shechita, the highest place, is Mishupa Koiva Lamata. From the top Koiva, that's like the hat there, the top, all the way on top of the windpipe, that's where it starts to get smaller. Mishupa starts to come smaller. And below that is Ksheira. And where's this behind them? That's the same Shia, the Shia Bechiti. If you leave over part of those chitim, again, chitim is some type of meat there that looks like a white barley. So you leave over some of that, and the chita is still kosher. Now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Achsha Mishipu Koyva Lamata. Nachman also holds like this, that the highest place upwards you can make the chita is from the Shipu Koyva, where the Koyva starts to sheep, becomes slanty, starts to come pointy. Like this is a fat thing, and then the tip of it starts to become pointy, like narrower. So it starts to become narrower, that's where it's psula. So there's a Mishupa Koyva Lamata, below that. Oh, Malay Rav Chonin, Bar Rav Ketin, Rav Nachman. So Rav Chonin, Bar Ketin, etc. Rav Nachman. Keman, who are you saying like? The Churu, like Rabbanah, like Rav Yisrael, Rav Yehuda. Like in our Mishnah, we have a Machlekes that they have to make the Shechita in the Tabas HaGadolah. That's way below this, in the top ring of the windpipe. And that was Machlekes that Rabbanah said has to be the whole thing. And Yosef says, Rav, but not above it. So how could you, Rav Nachman, pass the knowledge to Mishnah? So Nachman answered back and said, Omalei anomi lechiluk yudana vlebiluk yudana. So Shan Rashi means the stam names. If to say, don't drain your cup. I don't know no biluk, I don't know no chiluk. But rather, I know a shmaita to yudana. I know alocha. That says like this, that the Yom Rabbi Chiyah Barabba. Om Rabbi Yechanan. The Yom Rilo, some say, Om Rabbi Abba Bazav, Om Rabbi Chanino. The Yamulon, some say, Omer Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Omer Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, that the locher is Mishitu Koivo Lamata, anywhere below where this Koivo starts to become narrow, is Ksheira, even though it's all the way up, way above the Tabas HaGadolah, so what? The corner goes all the way up, is Ksheira, up until this point. Yes, therefore, Rav Nachman passes like this, not like our Mishnah. And also, Yom Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Mugremes the Rabbanon, Ksheira the Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. Like in our Mishnah, that's what the Rabbanon say, it's a psul Mugremes, that according to the Rabbanon, if you make any part of it, Lamala on top of the Tabasak Zerlo, so you should know, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Yehuda is Ksheira. Because he says as long as Rav is done inside is Ksheira. Now, Mugremes is a Ud Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda. That even he says, you have to have at least Rav of the Shechita done in the Tabas HaGadolah. But we don't have Rav. Rav is above it. That's Psula. You have to know Ksheir to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. It's Ksheir records Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. He was the one before enough Yudches on the base on the top there, third law in hand, that rice that's brought down there, that Hayyid Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, Al Mugrem Ashi Ksheir. He said, oh, is that as Ksheir? So mean Ksheir means both the Rabbonin and Rabbi Yasi Shita, he holds both of them as Ksheira. So Mura says, Chorp Shita Vada, what's the Chiddush over here? Now what do you tell him? Of course, each one holds the other ones as Ksheira. So Mura says, no. Mada Tema would have thought to say, there's less Chiddush, that's Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus. That he says in the Braitha, that he says, Mugrem Mashi Ksheira, maybe at the Rabbanan Koi, maybe he's only going on the Rabbanan Shita. That they say, if even the last Miat is above the Tabasis Psula, that he argues and says, no, it's Ksheira. But maybe if more than Rav, if you don't even have Rav in the Tabas, if Rav was done above the Tabas, maybe he agrees that it's Psula. It's Kamashma, and that's the Chiddush know, that this Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus is arguing even on Rabbi Yasi. Even though Rabbi Yasi says that if Rav is above the Tabas, it's Psula, he yells, no, you should know it's Ksheira. That's the Chiddush's Braisa. Mashmal also hold aloch, like we're saying now, that what's the ikishir of Megremis, what's back of Psula, only Mishupa Koiv Ulamata. But anywhere below that is Ksheira. Yeah. So Mor says true, V'yeimoch and Amor, I'm like this, that maybe Rabbi Chanin is only arguing on the Rabbanin, but not on the Rabbi Yasi. So Mor says, I'm kaid, if so, Heyedoleh mi boilei, just as a lesson of Heyedoleh. Now this we have a notion of Hayyid Rabbi Chanina, without the word Aleho. If he's only going on the Rabbanan, I should have said he's saying Aedis against just the Rabbanan. Now the stamps of Lashon of Heder and Chanina, Mashmi is arguing against both of them. Both against the Rabban and according to Rabbi Yosi, he's arguing that both what they hold is called Magremis, he holds is Ksheira. The Mashmi says, no, the Hilchus of what's the Machlokes and Echnami, the Hilchus of Krebi Chanina ben Atugnis. We pass like him, why? The Klai Rav Nachman Kabasai, Rav Nachman also holds like this. That anywhere from the Shipu Kaiva Lamato, even though it's way above this Tabas, the top ring of the Kana, still the Kana extends above the rings and still Kshara to make a Shkita there. Omer Rav Hu, Omer Rav Asi, Machlekes, where's the Machlekes? I tell you, B'sher Shochat Shnei Shlish, Yeshechted two Shlish, two thirds of the Shkita was done in the right place. V'higrim Shlish, the last third was done above. That's where the Machlekes Nimish between the Rabbanan and Rav Yosi. The Rabbanan, so Rabbanan Shkita is Kula Shkita bin of a Tabas Gedela. The whole Shkita has to be in the highest point of the Tabas Gedela. But if any part of the Shkita is above the Tabas Gedela, the Rabban says Psula, it's Psula Gremis. For Rabbi Yosef of Yudah Savra know that Rubik Kula, as long as Rova of the Shkita was done in the Tabas, even though the last Mi'at, the last third was done above that, still is Ksheira. That's where they argue. Avol Higrim Shlish, Vishachat Shnei Shlish. What's going to be if they made a Shkita? Only one shlish first, the right place. And then he shechted two shlish, the last two-thirds, was done above the Tabas HaGadolim. Then Divriyak Psula. Everybody holds his Psula. Why? Techinovka Chiyusa. Because when he got to rave of the Simonim, like when he finished half of the Simonim, that's where like the Kilzer, that's where the Chiyus lives, is Binan Ruba Veshchita. You have to have that, like the first half, the rave of it, was done B'mokim Shchita. For lucky, here you don't have that. If you only have just the first third, and after that, when you get to the half point, you're cutting already above the tabas, above the makam hashchita. Everybody holds his psula. Who has shchita? Oh, my lechizu, lechizu says back. No, I don't have just the opposite. Leimar if why you say the opposite way around? Why you say like this? That machlekes, I'll tell you maybe kishehigrim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish. Maybe the machlekes is the opposite, where the first shlish was done shlei b'makam shchita. And then the last two-thirds you did the Mokam Shkita. And then it's like this, Rabbi Yosef, you just saw our midi, the heavy achatzi, kona, pogam. It's not worse than by the kona of the windpipe. Let's say you have a pogam. Let's say there was a cut before Shkita. So as long as Rav wasn't cut, it's not called a pogam. It's not called a treifa. So it's not worse. Let's say half of the kona was pogam, a slice, before the Shkita. That now you go and shecht, it's kosher. It wasn't a treifa yet. So you see that when you cut by the half, as long as at that time it's for makam shchitas ksheira, see also, even though the first third was done above, but so what? Now when you get to the half point, that's where the shchitas chal, you're b'makam shchitas ksheira. If that's true in Rabbi Yosi. For Rabbanon, hoso makam shchita, hocho lav makam shchita, but not even know if there's a pagam there. The whole pagam, the whole slice like, is in the makam shchita. So it's not a treifa yet. Now if you finish off that cut, that's called a good shchita. But over here, where you did the first third above the makam shchita, that's called nothing. Here it's worse. Lav makam shchita, the rabbanim may behold, that's called a psul. Since you do any shechting above the makam shchita, that makes a psul. Avo but shochat shnei shlish. In the case where you shechted the first two thirds in the right place, v'higrim shlish, then the last third you did above, maybe the reakul ksheir, maybe everybody else there is kasha. Why not none? Because we'll have a Gemara letter that says, Ruba Shalekot Kemo. We know by the Shechit, as long as you shecht rave of the Simon, it's enough. Everybody agrees to that. The Havamin at least is. That after you shecht the majority of each Simon, you're allowed to stop. You don't even have to finish off those Simon. Sadi not to say now like this. He answers back, Omalei Rabbi Yezir, here's a setback. Man Naaman, who would tell you to Yehu, Ruba Dawson, that it says later that rave is enough. Who told you that? That it's not him. You want to say it goes according to everybody. No. Dilma, maybe it's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Katani law. Maybe the Chnami, that also when it goes according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that he says rave is enough. But maybe according to Rabban in the Chnami, rave of a simon is not enough. You have to have a shkita on those simon. So, Malaya Abaye said back, Otu, call Rubi di Alma. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Katani law. Like, how can you say that? We know there's a klal and gan shas all over that rave is kakur ruba kakula. So you want to tell me that klal all over that ruba's kakula it's only Rabbi Yosef who said it, not Rabbanan. How could that be? Somebody said back to him, no. Avadin kola terakula, he agrees as a klal of ruba kula. If you do rave, that's enough. But ano ruba de shchita kamina. I'm talking about here, hilka shchita. The shemana lohu, the pligi, do we hear there's a machlokes in our Mishnah? That according to the Rabbanan, rave is not enough. You have to have the whole shchita. So Vaisa's Bashkita is a special exercise of Rabbanan old, Rasul Lakhul Moshe Sinai, that you have to have a complete shchita. So only by shchita, the Rabbanan argue. Personally, all other places of Ad, the Rabbanan will also agree. Yeah. Yeah. Rashi says, Kotana di Yozo Bashkita, Brasru Bekamil, the Rabbi Yisrael Yudhi, for Lev Rabbanan. To Hashemina, lay the pole of the Lev, Yamud Levin, the Bashkita, Basaruba. Because for some reason, the Rabbanan said, Ava Shkita, you don't go Basarais. In a family, all over the place, all over, he agrees that it's in Ruba Kula. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Lishnachrin Rav Lashon is like this. Amilo, Lishnachrin Rav Lashon is like this. That Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Asi, Machloikis, where's the Machloikis? Now Mishnah, Shehigrim Shlish, the opposite. The whole Machloikis is, where they started out, the first third of the Shechita was above the Mokum of the corner. Then Veshachat Shnei Shlish, then the next two thirds of the Shechita, cutting through the simonim, were done in the right place. So the Rabbi Yosef reviewed the Savar, midi de avechatik on a pogim. That even though there's a hole a halfway through, before you start Shechita, still if you continue on as Kshayra, here also you see the main thing is where you are by the after the half point. See, after the half point, you're in the Makam HaShechita's Kshayra. For Rabbanan says no, Hosa Makam Shechita. Over there, since the Pagam is in the Makam HaShechita, that's why it's good. But hoch over here, lav mokum shchita, here it's not the mokum shchita, here it's worse. So maybe that's the machlokes. Ah, but what's going to be shachat shnei shlish? But the class we shechted the first two thirds in the right place. So higrim shlish. Only the last third of the shchita was done above the place of shchita. Divrei Yaakov Kshayra. Everybody agreed that's Kshayra. That's the way they learn. Why? That's not the Gemara letter that says, Ruba shalekha kamo, that Ruba kakulai, and that learned that even by shchita goes according to everybody. See, the Gemara says back, no. Maskev lo Rav Chisda, man lehm, who tells you, to who Ruba dasam, not Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who told you, it's not Rabbi Yosef Yehuda katoni lo, duma maybe it's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda katoni lo, maybe it's only Rabbi Yosef says that halacha, but maybe the Rabbanan argue. So this, and the Rabbanan hold, no, by Shchit, you don't say Ruba kakula. Omele Rabbi Yosef is so, ato karuba diyama, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda katoni lo, you want to tell me all over Shas, that the Ruba kakula is only according to Rabbi Yosef, it's not Mestavra. Omele said back, yes. Ano ruba de shchita kramina. I'm talking about only rave of shchita. Here the Rabbanan argue that they all shchita needs the whole thing. The shemana lo de pligi, because pasha lashon our mishnah is it's a machlekes according to the Rabbanan that the whole shchita has to be b'makom shchita, and that even the last meat was done above they held this tzula. So if they also slug up this lashon, that's what we're coming on though. Hadika machlekes says where the first two thirds were done b'makom shchita, just the last third was above. That's not like if you need kula or ruba is enough. Telemore says, Higrim Shlish Vishochat Shlish Higrim Shlish. What's going to be like this? You first started out above the Makam Shchita. You made Hagrama the first third. Then by the second third of the Shchita, you got the Makam Bimkaimai. And then the last third again was above. What's the halacha? So Rav Huna Amar Rav Kshera. Rav Huna, the name of Rav, says, yes, it's Kasha. Since when he got to the more after half point where the chiyus goes out, it was the makom hashchitas kshera. Rav Yudah says no, in the name of Rav Treifa. Because the machlokes, what did Rav say? Rav Huna said that he said it's kshera, and Rav Yudah holds Rav holds Treifa. Rav Huna, I'm a Rav kshera. Why? Kenofka chiyus of the shchita kenofka. Like when you get to the point right after the half of the shchita, that's when the chiyus, the animal, dies. So at that point, the second third was done the makom hashchita, so it's a kashra shchita. If you do Amenar, if you do Amarav, Treifa. Why? Being in Ruba Veshchita. You have to have, when the Chiyas goes out, that Rav, that there was a Maisa Shchita. So Ruba Veshchita, you have to have Rav of the Shchita done by Makam Shchita. Otherwise, it's not called the Maisa Shchita. Veleka, and here, since the first third and the last third was done, Shleidim Kaimai, only the middle third that comes out, Rav was not done by Makam Shchita, that's not called the Maisa Shchita. Here's Tashta Machlaikis. What's going to be though? Shachat Shlish. First they shechted one Shlish above. Vehigrim Shlish. Don't forget, Shachat Shlish is made one Shchita b'mkayma, in the right place. Then the middle third was Higrim Shlish, above the place. And then the last third again was Shokot Shlish. What's here? Here Rav was done by Shkita, but the Makom the Chiyas went out, it was Hagroma above. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Kshera. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, that before said he said Psula, now we hold he says Kshera. And yeah, so also according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, it makes a lot of sense. Because before he said what it was Psula, why? Because you have to have Rav B'Shkita. Over here, Rav of it was done B'Shkita, therefore it's Kshera. Also, Shailul Rav Huna, they came to ask Rav Huna, Amu, he said, no, it's a Treifa. Rav Huna said over here, it's Treifa. Before, Rav Huna said it was Kshera, and now Rav Huna says it's a Treifa. So, Chur, it should be very good, because before he said it was Kshera, because when the Rav was there, the Chiyas went out to Mokam Shkita. Here, by the Rav of the Shkita, that middle point, right after the Rav, it's back Rama. Therefore, it's a Treifa. So, Mara says, Shom Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda heard the Psaka of Rav Yehuda, and Ikbet, he got angry. Or he said like this you have Yehuda said back to Yehuda like this. Oma, Trifno Omachshir, Omachshana Torf. Like what I say, it's Treif, you say it's Kosher. And what you say is Kosher, I say it's Treif. What's going on here? Some Rav Huna says, Shapakom Ikbet. Rav Huna, my wife had Karot. He said, Rav Yehuda, you're right that he got angry at me. The guy had no right here. Hey, so Rav Huna had no right to say it's Treif. Chode iu shmilei minei derav yano leshmilei. One vice of Rav Huna had charota that he didn't hear it clear from Rav, but you heard it clearly from Rav. This case. Secondly, huikaruba b'shchita. The chura, you're right. In this last case, since Rav of the shchita was done then kaima, it should be called a good shchita. So kitzur Rav Huna a little bit was chayza. But the Mora said, really, Omer like Rav Chizah. Rav Chizah said back to Rav Huna, let the head of b'cha. Don't retract. Bakuri, you said good. Jim Kenkos, if you're going to retract now in this last case, you're going to lose out your first psak. The Rashi says, because that you did hear in the name of Rav, that the Rashi of the Omer Mishmeh the Rav, Higrim Shlish, Roshachat Shlish, Higrim Shlish Ksheira. That's first psak you, Rav Huna, heard you set up from Rav. Alma, what do you see? You don't go Basa Rav Shchita, but you go Basa when the Chiyas goes out of the animal. That's by the beginning or the second third, in the middle of the second third. So that's why before he said it's Kshera, if so here that point was done by Grom, it should be Psula. So don't be Chayza, because you're being attracted, you lose out your first Psak. Mer explains, Hosla, my time to come Akshata. Why in the first case say it's Kashom? Techinapka, Chiyusa, Bechshara, Kanapka. When the Chiyas goes out in the middle point, it's done the Hechshara, that's what's Kashra Shkita. It's so as far as should be Hakanam here also. When the Chiyas goes out, the middle point here, it's back Rama, so it should be Psula. So don't retract. Rav Huna should be right. Samara says, Ikla Rav Nachman the Surah. Rav Nachman went to visit Surah. And Boimene, Rav Nachman asked in Surah the Ksushaila, what's going to be Shochat Shlish, Vihigrim Shlish, Vishochat Shlish? The first and last was done Vimkaima. The middle third was done Shlevimkaima. Mao. Amalu, he said back to him, Lav Haina the Reb Lezer, Reb Yumi. Isn't this the same halacha Reb Loza Reb Minyumi? Tiyomu Reb Loza Bar Minyumi Shchita Ha'asuya K'mesarek. If a shchita was done like a mesarek, it's kshera. K'mesarek means like a slant. Even though the shchita was done in a slant form and not straight across, but maybe slanty, that's also kasha. See, also since it's done slanty, it still should be kasha. So where it says no, but Duma, maybe over there, but not a shchita. Maybe there, when he says kemesarek, means the whole shchita was done from kaimai. That's why it's kosher. But over here, it's not done from kaimai. Maybe it's no good. So when I say shchita, then makam shchita malam emra. If he meant to say that it was mamash, don't think the makam shchita. What's the chiddush shchita? So when I says no, madzem, I would have thought to say bin in shchita mufras v'leka. Maybe shchita means has to be clear cut. Rashi's mufras means magul, has to be opened. That you have to cut straight across. And over here that you went like zigzag, it's not called straight across, so maybe it's not called a good shchita. K'mashmon, yes, even though it's done k'mesarek, it's like zigzag, it's not straight across, still it's kosher. Benachnami, maybe it's only kosher, it was done by mokam shchita. Shlei by mokam shchita, maybe it's possible. K'mashmon. Nadamor says the Yisimim Chovdaud, Yosef Rabbi Abba Achuvah de Rav Kana. Rabbi Abba sent back Rav Kana. The Yosef Rav Kana came at Rav Yehuda. The Yosef, because Yosef called himself like this. Shochat Shlish, you made a Shechita first, B'mkoymoi, V'igrim Shlish, the second third was above, V'shochat, the last third was in the right place. Now what's the locha? Omlai said back, and listen, Shechitosik Sheva, yes, right, he holds like Rafuna, that since at the time when the, I don't know, this is like Rav Yehuda, that since Rav was done by Shechit, even though the middle part was done by Grom, so what? As long as Rav was done by Shechit, it's Kshera. What's going to be the opposite way? Higrim Shlish, first was above, B'shochat Shlish, V'higrim Shlish. Ma'u Amalei Shechita, Sapsula, also very good. Because here you don't have Rav B'shechita. Shocha, what's going to be the Mokam neck of Ma'u? Let's again, in the con, in the windpipe, there was a hole there before. And you continued on in that hole that made a shchita, on that nekev, you made a shchita, omlai said back shchita shkshera. So for this little bakasha, why the chur, it's not called ruba b'shchita. The first half of it was just a hole there. That's not called b'shchita. Still by first here it's better. Since the whole thing is being done, the mokam ha-shchita, here it's better. What's going to be shochat? You start the shech on the other side. Upoga bo nekev, and then you met up with this hole. Now what's the locha? Omalai here shchita sapsula, because the ma'isa all you shechta was just the first half. Then you got up to the neck of the hole that was there from before, so you didn't make a shchita beruba. You only made a shchita on half, and then you met up with this hole with the neck of, so it's not called a shchita. That's what he held. Also Reb Abba, Omer Kamli Reb Lezer. Reb Abba tells also Reb Lezer. Also Reb Lezer, Omer Kamli, he tells also Reb Yochanan. Omalai said back to ma'isa, what should be the difference? Omalai said like this. Shachat b'makam nekev, if you start out putting your knife through that hole and you continue cutting, nasek shemisha shachat v'kechavim v'gama Yisrael. It's like true, a guy started off, but a Jew finished off the shchita, it's a kosher shchita. But the opposite way, shachat, if you first started the shchita and then halfway you met up, talk about the nekev, you met up with this hole, nasek comes out, shemisha shachat Yisrael v'nigma v'kechavim. It's like a Jew started and a guy finished it off, and that's no good. And it's Nikra al Shem Seifei. So it says, currently called upon him, Ovikachavim, Ovikachavim. So you have to say, like, what Rashi says, Loishoi, Korod, Ovikachavim. And the Ligla, he starts to laugh at him. Like, Ovikachavim, Ovikachavim, Kleima. The Shkitz, Ovikachavim, at the Toila. What's it going to do with Ovikachavim? The Cholayim, Shat Yoch, Ovikachavim, Ovikachavim. So if he didn't like his Chilak, what kind of difference is it? It's not a guy here it's a Jew. Might not give me no, whether you touch the Pagam first, or touch the Pagam last. Lamaita, the Jew did the same type of a shchita. He held in both cases should be ksheira. Amar Rav Rav says like this: Shapi korod avikachavim avikachavim. It's very good why he asked him this question. Why he called him like a goy goy? You need to say Yisvar is no good. Bishlei mahasam midhevel eli Yisrael lemishchat ruba. Since a Jew should have made roiv with a shchita, v'lo shachar, he didn't make roiv. Kinaf v'chiyusav yodibodad avikachavim. If a Jew just did the first half, so the chiyus didn't go out yet. Then the beginning of the second half, where the chiyus, the life goes out, a guy was doing it there, about his pshita, his psula. But, the chavim konofka, elohocha michti, mishkat shrochet, here a Jew is doing the whole shchita. Mali b'mokam nekev, mali poga by nekev, what should be the difference? Whether you start out and put the knife through the hole and continue on, or whether you just start on the other side and reach to the hole, the ma'isa, the whole job was done through a Jew here. Since the whole thing was done through a Jew, how about here it should be k'shera. So if you talk about it, if you talk old, the whole thing should be k'shera. And really, the Rashi is mazbov here. Rashi says, bless Rashi, the michti mishchach shochet, let's see, that kol hanim tzabor, he shechted everything. Everything that was here, this whole corner, he made a shchito. Now, Trefus Bechatzi Koyol Hevei. What was the problem? That there was a nekev here, up until half of the corner. Now, that's not a Trefum. Therefore, Behevei Leit Chilu Kekona Shleima. Before this person started to make the Shechita, we consider this corner like a Kona Shleima. Even though it has a Pagam, even though it has a hole there, halfway. But so what? It's only a Pagam, a Trefa, Rubot. But just Machta is still Kshera. If so, the whole corner is Shleima. The person made a shchita here. So Mali b'makom nekev, Mali the other side. L'maisi did a ma'ase shchita. This corner, havada the shchita is k'shera. Here now the Mishnah says, ha'ashoichid min atzadim. If you make a shchita on the side of the neck, so locha reshchitas k'shera. The shchita is good. Some learn even the chachilu it's kosher, and some learn, like Rashi says, afilu l'chachilu nami. It's even kosher l'chachilu to make a shchita on the side of the neck. Since he wants to say by Malika that it's possible, therefore it says Lashon of HaShechit only b'dievet. But really, even the Ketchila, you can make a shkita on the side of the neck. In other words, this mission now is a continuation of the mission before. We're still discussing, like, where is the real makom to make the shkita. So it says you could make the shkita on the tzadim on the sides of the neck. But for HaMolik min HaTzadim, once we talk about shkita, we make a contrast about Hilchos Malika. That's by an oif of Kachim. The Torah there says the Kohen has to take his thumb and press down on the back of the neck. So HaMolik min HaTzadim, if you make the Malika, you press down on the sides of the neck, is Malikos HaPsula. Because the Pasuk says Mimul Orif, it has to be mamish in the back of the neck. On the sides is Psula. But HaShechit min Orif, if you make a shkita on the back of the neck, then shkita is psula, the shkita is possible. Because if you start off on the back of the neck, then the pshat is before you get to the simonim, you have to first break the mafrakes, the backbone, and raise basa, so the animal becomes a treifa before you cut the simonim. Therefore the shkita is psula. But hamoilik minarif, if you make a mlika from the back of the neck, mlikasa ksheira, that's the mlika ksheira, because that's the gzeras akosif. The Torah says by mlika, imul arif, you have to do it on the back of the neck. Now, HaShechit min HaTzavar, if the Shechit makes the Shechita from the front of the neck, Shechita HaSekshera, but this is the Ikum Mokom, where to make the Shechita in the front of the neck. HaMelik min HaTzavar, if you make a Lika, Malika, on the front of the neck of the bird, Likas HaPsula, it's possible. Because the Pasuk says again, Mimul Arif, it has to be in the back of the neck, not in the front of the neck. So Mishnah ends off and says that the Klal is, Shekol ha'orif kosher l'malika. The whole back of the neck is kosher to make the malika there. The whole atzava, the whole front of the neck, kosher l'shchita. That's the mokum where you're supposed to make the shchita on a behemoth, on an animal. Nimsa comes out that kosher b'shchita, the front of the neck, that's kosher for the shchita, is possible b'malika. The front of the neck is possible there to make a malika on a knife. And the opposite, kosher b'malika, the back of the neck that's kosher for the mokum, a malika, is possible b'shchita. That makom is possible to make a shkita there. So now the Gemara explains, my orif, what do you mean to say the back of the neck? What does the orif mean here? Elam, if you want to say orif mamish, meaning to say like the back of the head, in the back of, like Rashi says, mashiyesh min orif achuri apatzel, like the back of the head. If that's called the orif, so you want to say we make a shkita over there, psula, Samor says, my iri shochet, what is on this mission? So if you make a shkita there, that it's psulam, afilu melek nami, even if you make a malika there on the back of the head, also it's psulam. Why? The pasuk says, mimul arpoi, means near the back of the head, Amar Rachman, the Torah says. But v'loi arpoi, not the actual back of the head. In other words, the makom is a little bit down below the back of the head, meaning really the back of the neck. That's the makom we have to make the malika. If so, elamai orif, what does the Mishnah mean to say orif? You make a shchit in the orif in the back? It means mimul orif. It means taka, the back of the neck, near the back of the head. Kigatani seifa, like it says in the seifa, kol orif kosher l'malika. The whole neck is kosher to make a malika, but not the back of the head. The back of the head taka is psula, even for malika. The Rashi says, for kol orif kosher l'malika. Now, if we're talking about the back of the head itself, my, what's the lashon of kolor? What do you mean the whole back? For reidava mutu, it's only a small piece. Elishvamina mimul arif kama. Shuarach, it means like the whole back of the neck. That's what it means to say. So that's the makom that by malika is kshera, and only by shchita is the psula, like we explained, because first you cut the mafrekas and make it into a tray form, and then you cut the simonim, it's too late. Now the Gemara says, minu anemili, how do we know to say this? That that's the ikum makom of malika. The Tana Rabbanim, learn like this. The Pasuk says, Mimul Arpoi. What does it mean to say near the back of the head? It means Mul Horoyes Arif. Near the place on the back of the neck that sees the back of the head. That's what it means to say. So Kitsa means the back of the neck. So Chayin Waim Rosh says, the Pasuk in Bamidrat says, Vu Yoyshe Mimuli. He was sitting like close to me. Rashi says, Alma Kaleicha Dixiv Mul Lal Olav Olav Mamish. Not really on top of it. Elibriyasa, you could see it. The loy olav mamish hayu yeshvim elibriyasa shoyu bolak royasim. Bolak was able to see them. Voyeshmuli means he was sitting next to them. He was able to see me. So you see, mamuli doesn't mean mamish the back itself. Are you hearing the pasuk? But it means the back of the neck, the part next to the back of the head. For Yemer, there's another pasuk in Yemyo that says kifonu olai orif.
Pulei ponim. Because they turned to me the back and not the front, not the front. Loi ponim. So Rashi says, as Rashi explained, you see when the pasuk says oruf, that means mamish the back of the face. When it says mimul oruf, that means taka the back of the neck. Like here it says, ki ponim alai oruf loi ponim. Like he turned the back and not his face. So what's the back of the face? Means the back of the head. So oruf means the back of the head. So therefore when our pasuk says here by Malika, mimul orpoi, means close to it, so it doesn't mean the back of the head, but it means the back of the neck. So Mora says, my view, what do I have to have two psukim for? Fechitem, maybe you tell me, oirev gufo lo yadin and hecho, the name of the mul today, I do not know what the word oirev means, so tell me what mul. The first pasuk just says, vu yeshim emuli, you see the word mul means next to, close by, but not on top of it, mamish. Okay, but I don't know when the pasuk says, mi mul oropoi, I don't know what the word oirev means. So therefore, I bring another pasuk to say, to our Shema, ki ponim alai oirev, they showed me the back of the face. Olay ponim, not the front. Mechlal di oirev lahadi ponim. Mash, but oirev, the back means the back part of the face. So that's called oirev. So when the pasuk says, mi mul oropoi, it means the place next to it, means to say the back of the neck, a little bit below the head, the neck, that's the mokum we have to make the malika. The other more says, Amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya. The children of Rabbi Chiya said that mitzvah malika. How is the yikah mitzvah to make a malika? Machsa simonim le'achur yorif. It's supposed to, like when the bird is still alive, try and press the simonim to bring it to the back of the neck. Umelik. And that's the way you make the malika.
Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.